The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and super grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing, terrific place where you get the organic formulas put together that have been demonstrated in many clinical trials, etc., to show how it improves your health, helps you to stand up, stand tall, whatever, you know,
build your health.
All the proteins, all the vitamins, all the great nutritional products. And don't forget, we could never forget, because we are so grateful for the Alive and Well at Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And it's the broad spectrum broth. Broad spectrum for all different divine dishes, organically produced, beautiful, whatever your choice, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, it's organic choices. They can be the organic chicken, it can be the wild fish or the meats, and the beautiful vegan and vegetarian choices, organic eggs or cheeses, all the different vegetables from the local organic Maui farmers.
So don't panic, it's organic.
Don't panic, it's organic. We said that for a lot of years. But you know, certain things, yeah, just keep trippingly off your tongue, because they're good. They're good messages. Okay? They're good. It's a good message. You stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Okay?
For sure.
All right. For sure. Okay. So they're all the wonderful organic choices, and we are intensely and amazingly, and I can't even bow down enough to the organic farmers for the magnificent produce brought in every day and high concentration juices. And even those juices in glass only, no plastic, are available for your choices every single day. And would you please talk about celestial water?
Celestial.
I think that's good way to change it.
Vortexian?
The vortex has a spirit. Mm-hmm. And before you go into it, remember the spirit of vortex water is so high.
It's
heavenly. It's so amazing.
We got
it's
heavenly celestial. Water.
You don't get a little boozy from the water. There's nothing in that water that's going to make you like that. But what it is celestial in its essence. Talk about the essence.
And it's spun. It's spinned. It will spin your molecules, give you energy and vitality like you may not have experienced before.
Right.
But it's really remarkable water. It's like, as I've said so many times, drinking water out of a tumbling, tripping, circulating, rock-bashing stream, okay?
Yes.
A mountain waterfall. What water is active. When it sits forever and ever, it doesn't become quite so active, kind of like you and me. We're not active. We're kind of sitting watching television. This water doesn't watch television. This water is really getting you active, panic organic, to the core.
And doesn't this water also dance? Aren't you really illustrating all the definitions of dancing water?
Well, I don't drink enough water to do that.
You dance?
No.
Then, you know, maybe what you ought to do, then, is like we would do with the plants. Not only take it internally, put your feet in it every day.
That's not a bad
idea. So maybe the vortex water getting into your feet will give you that energy and the spirit of dancing.
Why didn't I think of
that? The spirit of Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
Spirit of dancing.
I have the spirit. I don't have the dexterity.
And it's not spirits we're talking about. We're talking about celestial spirit in a vortex. Water, it's energizing, strengthens the immune system. It gives structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, and again, free of all chemicals and poisons. Isn't that great? You know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications, take them off. We are strictly nutritional educators. And when we quote certain things, when we quote what is happening in the world, we quote the clinical trials and the doctors, we are quoting. This is not made up out of our heads. We are quoting, all right? And that's what we're going to do. Start by quoting what's in the news. This news has had amazing things now. It's come out. We're reporting on the news, okay? Big news. There's been an international, that's through all the countries, international study confirmed. And the one speaking about this confirmation was Dr. James Thorpe, board certified OBGYN. You understand that? He said, there's a 1,200% increase in severe menstrual problems, 5,700 miscarriages, and 3,800 stillbirths, death of new babies, after vaccinations that mommies took when they were pregnant and were encouraged to take. And he was there being extremely emotional and extremely determined that this should not be happening, that it's in the news in all different phases.
What's so unique and wonderful about, it's not wonderful about this news report, but what's unique and wonderful about this whole fraudulent pandemic is that the news is even more pronounced and emphasized that the innate immune system is of utmost importance. That when you take a vaccine, any vaccine, it temporarily or permanently screws up your innate capabilities of defending your own person.
Yes, okay? I know.
Right. As this Dr. Siegel said,
yes,
in March
times.
Of 2020, I was watching this news report, and the announcer was very upset and emotionally twisted because the virus was coming across the Pacific and was going to kill everybody in America, he said. And there's no defense, he said. We have no way of counteracting this, he said. But Dr. Siegel interrupted him and said, wait a minute. Keep this in mind. You are born with an innate immune system. Fortify that. And the announcer says, well, how do I do that? What do I do? How do I do that? He says, you take the extra vitamin D3 and the vitamin C and the quercetin. And what's quercetin? What are
right,
these funny words?
That's exactly right.
What are these funny words?
Yes.
Well, quercetin reduces inflammation. And if you recall, the whole, what was going on at the time was there was chronic inflammation of the lungs, all right? Well, the quercetin reduces that inflammation. The vitamin D3 and the vitamin C and the zinc are natural viral killers.
That's right.
And it boosts your natural killer cells.
That's right.
And your immune system gets kicked into gear and you don't have the infection.
And that's the great wisdom that there is in the divine plan and in nature. Because the quercetin, what's quercetin? What kind of drug is that? Excuse me, it's in the pulp matter of and the coloring matter of the plants in high concentration that has been demonstrated in endless trials to stop inflammation, sinuses, throat, and lungs, and has been used for anti-asthma and anti-allergies for many years, all kinds of things, okay?
Forever.
And here's another big thing, the same thing in the news this week. Johns Hopkins, and this is a highly respected place, Johns Hopkins University professor, he was the one being interviewed, Marty McKinney, reported 4 times to 25 times, that is, he said 400% to 2,500% get cardiomyocarditis, serious and deadly inflammation of the heart after COVID vaccine. Versus those who did not get the vax, did not get the inflammation of the heart muscles, which leads often to death
and
serious
situation. And what the news reports aren't even giving you is this, that when a 12-year-old boy dies of a heart attack,
that's
because
right.
he's playing in the playground, playing baseball or whatever
yes.
he's playing, he suddenly gets a heart attack and dies at 12 years of age or 18 years
that's
of
right.
age or 23 years. Nobody ever dies at that age from
no.
just dying, okay?
No.
There's always a cause. Well, the cause they don't even report.
No, that's true.
Because the cause is, say, holistic physicians and major worldwide scientists. It's myocarditis. It's inflammation of the heart brought
right.
on by what? The synthetic drugs they're now being given.
And the Johns Hopkins University professor Marty McKenney was quoting the clinical trials that proved this. It's established 400% more to 2,500% more get the cardiomyocarditis. And they even had said at an earlier time, and children, all ages, and when those who are pushed to do it, which are often middle-aged to elderly, they are off the charts with getting this inflammatory action. And and another one, it's amazing. This was in the news, too. A leading scientist, Dr. Parker, 30 years at the prestigious Duke University, was let go after 30 years being a leading professor.
He was fired.
Yes. That's what they quoted. Let go. After his studies showed that Tylenol and NSAIDs, that's, you know, painkillers, that over-the-counter painkillers, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you can get in any market, in anything, any drugstore. Tylenol and NSAIDs in pregnancy and early childhood caused autism, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and all learning disabilities in babies and in children taken during pregnancy and in babies and all that, causing the most severe brain defects.
But honey, wait. They now have a safe product, says the FDA, called baby aspirin.
Bull.
Baby Tylenol.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Baby.
It's all such a fraud.
It is a fraud, but what they're doing is horrendous. And so it has to be reported. Again, not making this up, just reporting the clinical trials that have been done, okay? And you know what was interesting to me, because we're from the very beginning when we first got involved with health foods, the one leading company in the United States, and we've kept it at its extremely low price, and it's 100% natural, has no chemicals, no toxins, was the hair coloring, the beautiful hair coloring, rather than using the chemicals, which cause hair loss and a whole bunch of other problems, which we've told for years. We still have it, and it costs next to nothing, but it's free of all the chemicals, and it makes beautiful hair if you want to change your color, okay? Well, now what was in the news, okay? What was in the news, and I saw this on TV, that there's now, remember, a class action lawsuit? A class action lawsuit is taken by lawyers when they're sure and absolutely sure they don't charge the people that have been subject to this. They're absolutely sure that they're going to get their money, so they represent the people without taking money from them, because the clinical trials have proven it to be so. Well, here, this is in the big updates, right? It's just been done, okay? All right? Hair strengthening and hair, what do they call it when it's make very flat or very shiny and you take all that, you know? Okay. Hair strengthening chemicals linked with uterine cancer and many other forms of deadly cancer. A study conducted by the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, medical, found that women who used these chemical hair strengtheners and flatteners, you know, whatever they're called, had more than double their risk of uterine cancer and many other forms of cancer compared to women who did not use these products.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it just so twisted and distorted and funny that the government authorities who are in charge of protecting folks from these chemicals are actually in cahoots with the manufacturers who make these chemicals?
Exactly.
The FDA is controlled by the drug industry. The World Health Organization is controlled by the drug industry. You name the overseeing government bureaucracy, and it's owned by the cartel that runs the industry that's behind it all.
You know, that's absolutely right, Dan, and I want you to read something here. And I applaud this doctor, and you're going to read from the doctor. This doctor, okay, and let me tell you, Dr. David Scherer, medical doctor, who wrote about the terrible things that are happening about medication deaths, and he wrote a book about this, okay, and quoted all the clinical trials, medication deaths. And I want you to read what this doctor quoted. Can you read this page?
Can I read this page?
Read this page. Start at the top, read that page.
Baby.
Do it, please.
Word for word, verbatim, okay? Here we go. The human body contains untold receptors in the central and peripheral nervous system that react to a class of naturally occurring and synthetic drugs used to relieve pain. These opiates and opioid-type medicines, as opposed to the commonly known and inflammatory pain medicines, aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, etc., these interact with the receptors to cause a decrease in pain perception and an overall feeling of well-being. However, these medications not only cause side effects, including itching, constipation, slowed breathing, and difficulty urinating, to name but a few, but they have the potential for addiction and the tolerance increasing dosages are needed to achieve the desired pain-relieving effects. As a result, it is estimated by the National Institutes of Health that more than 2 million people in our country have become addicted to this class of drugs after receiving prescriptions written to relieve pain. Alarmingly, high rates of near overdoses and overdose-related deaths are reaching the hundreds of thousands each year.
Unbelievable.
The government is trying to tackle this problem of addiction in new and novel ways, but the end is nowhere in sight. Why doesn't the government tackle it in another way?
That's exactly
just
right.
Just take the license away from those drug manufacturers who are causing all the deaths and the complications. Because there are natural therapies which relieve pain. There are natural therapies which reduce the inflammation, which is at the crux of all disease and all ill health scenario, is irregular or chronic inflammation. And when that inflammation is reduced, guess what? The pain goes away. Just that simple.
Exactly.
Because the pain is created by fire. Inflammation is fire, inflamed. Do this. Strike a match, and just hold it up in front of your, in your hand, and watch it burn. When it burns about halfway down the matchstick, blow it out. Well, what is below the charred line, the top half of the match is ruined, is destroyed, it's charred. That's what your body becomes with inflammation. The below the charred line, that's where you're holding the rest of the match, is still healthy tissue, as it were, okay? But the fire, the inflammation, is that intense and that chronic that it burns up and destroys arterioles, capillaries, blood vessels, nerve tissue, the whole nine yards of whatever you are. Inflammation destroys it.
That's right.
By reducing inflammation by proper eating habits and exercise and supplemental use, that inflammation is diminished to the nth degree.
And instead of, and I want you to talk about the great ways to do that, but I want to finish this point too that this doctor is making here and quoting, and that is, we've all discussed the ever-present and seemingly growing opiate and opioid epidemic that is killing thousands worldwide. In the United States, a recent report by the IQVIA, Institute for Human Data Science, revealed these sobering facts. Patients across seven commonly performed surgeries were prescribed an average of 82 opioids per person to manage pain. 82 opioid pills to manage pain. Nearly 9% of surgical patients in 2017 became new persistent opioid users. Persistent opioid use has spiked among females, especially in women ages 18 to 34. Women are 40% more likely to become new permanent opioid users after surgery than men are. Don't ask me why that one. Enough opioids were prescribed in 2017 to give every American 32 pills.
Good Lord.
Overdose deaths from opioids increased from 21,000 in 2010 to 50,000 in 2017. Nearly one-third of Americans say that they know someone addicted to prescribed opioids.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about these drugs and then the terrible side effects, including liver failure and kidney failure, leading cause from the Tylenol and the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And here we know And here's about the specific ingredients that we had the top terrific specialists put together in Pain Power. And one of the top ones
before
is...
Before you go any further,
yes, go right
let me
ahead.
Ask you something.
Go right ahead. No drugs.
The information that you just read
right.
were for prescription drugs.
Yes.
What about the non-prescription over-the-counter drugs?
That's just what they started out by saying, that the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs have unbelievable side effects that go on and on and on and on, and that they're known to cause... they rob the heart of CoQ10. They do so many different things. And they cause liver failure. The leading cause of liver failure recognized in hospitals in this country is Tylenol and the NSAIDs, mm-hmm. non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And liver failure, number one, are the NSAIDs and Tylenol, acetaminophen, et cetera. Number two is alcoholism. So I'm not saying to be an alcoholic. I'm saying that it even outdoes alcoholism in deadliness to the liver and the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And they actually use NAC plus as they do. They use NAC. They use the NAC plus, you know, as a great leading thing to do to restore. But they're showing there's just so many different and toxic things. They've even listed heart attacks and many different other things relative to these medications.
What's nice about the NAC plus is that the NAC plus rebuilds the liver.
That's exactly
rebuilds the lungs, the kidneys. Okay.
That's right. Exactly. And takes out one of the definitions, eliminates abnormal and excessive mucus congestions, and protects the alveoli, okay, against a cytokine storm. Very important, very important. You know, this is so important in this topic about remembering that there are wondrous, incredible, grown in nature, whatever your face, nutrients that have been there and herbs that have been there for centuries. And when they're made in a higher, put together in a higher pure concentration, organically raised, they make a world of difference. And here's a medical article about Boswellia serrata. Okay, Boswellia, otherwise known as Boswellin. Okay.
I love the accent.
Boswellia, and then again, you
serrata.
Know me. I have said before, and again, I do not claim a great spiritual knowledge. Do you understand?
I understand.
I don't claim this because, you know, I don't
want to
offend.
Who are you?
Who am
claim.
I? You know, a little Jew from New York. What do I know? But the thing is, I don't want to claim as great spiritual knowledge, but I was always fascinated about how the wise men brought frankincense to Mother Mary after the birth of baby Jesus, you know? And I'm not saying this is the reason, but one of the aspects, but... frankincense is the active ingredient in Boswellia, the herb, and has been used for many centuries, thousands of years, for any kind of pain or pain situation. Mm-hmm. And here is what the doctor report is. This is fascinating. Every day, say the physicians, over 30 million Americans, wow, use NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, over the counter.
30 million a day?
Every day, over 30 million Americans use these over-the-counter painkillers to help with joint pains and other various aches.
And then you wonder why there are so many liver problems.
That's right. And here they have all the studies right at the bottom, all the medical studies, references they call them, all the studies quoted.
Yeah.
Okay? And they go for that one. Many use them virtually every day. One medical review found that 97% of that's almost 100% of chronic pain sufferers took NSAIDs for 21 days straight or even more.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory
drugs.
Over-the-counter drugs.
That's right. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs come with multiple side effects, say the physicians, and they quote all the trials, including gastrointestinal bleeding, mm-hmm. cardiovascular, that's heart problems, and kidney problems. Medical trials, and in an ironic twist, they say, many of the NSAIDs are widely used for joint pain. They damage cartilage.
Uh-huh.
And then the proof on that one. They cause it.
That's right.
These drawbacks are pointing many to take safer path of natural supplements for joint relief. Perhaps the foremost of these is the ancient Ayurvedic herb called Boswellia serrata. Can you start here on the regulate inflammation
Can
naturally?
I start?
Regulate inflammation naturally. Okay. The second paragraph there. Regulate inflammation.
Word for word, folks. Boswellia serrata is a tree native to the dry, mountainous climate of India. When its bark is cut, it oozes a precious aromatic resin that has been used in folk health practices as well as burned as incense and frankincense in religious and cultural ceremonies for centuries now. It is an absolute, Boswellia serrata is viewed as an absolute treasure for supporting healthy inflammatory processes. Today, modern science shows that the herb's folk uses over the centuries are valid, and that the resins, how do you pronounce that?
Resin's
active boswellic acid phytochemicals exhibit inflammation modulating activity. In the context of joint health, one of Boswellia's active phytochemicals, acetyl L-beta boswellic acid, also known as ACBA, especially effective in blocking the 5-lipoxygenase pro-inflammatory enzyme. This enzyme breaks down components of connective tissues and the glycosamine glycan, which are building blocks of joint cartilage. Researchers have reported that NSAIDs, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, inhibit this activity, and which has negative effects on cartilage repair and renewal.
Amazing.
And where do you get this boswellic acid?
That's right. Pain power. Super high potency boswellia, along with the active ingredient in the curcumin, turmeric, mm-hmm. with the bioperion extract, the little black pepper extract, that's 1,000 to 2,000% greater absorption, and the enzymes, free of all allergens, free of all contaminants, free of all drugs, the enzymes that eat up the inflammatory process, like
the
you're saying.
The natokinase and the other natural enzymes, which are anti-inflammatories, which reduce inflammation. And that's the whole power in pain power.
That's right.
Putting out the fire, wherever that fire is, whether it's in your eyes or your brain or your little toe or your arthritic thumbs, or whether it's major things, what could be more major than eyes and brains.
Exactly.
But major things like knees and hips and lower back. Inflammation. Well, I'll go one step further. I'll quote what all of medical science says this. Even the drug scientists say this. All disease emanates from chronic inflammation. Every disease known to humankind, whatever your medical history is, it's inflammation. Chronic, ongoing, nonstop inflammatory response. To what? Well, to what you're eating, to the chemicals that are in your food supply, the chemicals you're inhaling on a daily basis, all the negative aspects of life create an inflammatory response in your body, and that in turn is a perfect breeding ground, a womb, a uterus, if you will, for every disease known to science.
Yes, you know, it's interesting, Den. They review all of the doctors have all these quotes of the clinical trials, but they say it's with no side effects and no risk associated with NSAIDs. It supports joint health and comfort and flexibility, and helps to maintain, stop excess inflammation and blood pressure, obesity problems, inflammatory bowel. But one thing they say here, and I think you'll find this very interesting, say the doctors with the clinical trials, it's even more effective when combined with a supplement of natural eggshell membrane. The eggshell membrane, because mm-hmm. we're stopping all the inflammation, you're preventing all of that destruction, the inflammatory process, giving back the cartilage and everything. And we've quoted too that eggshell membrane, because that's the membrane inside an organic egg. You know, if you boil it, it's that sticky little skin
right.
around. What it does is a flexibility, a fluidity to those mm-hmm. joints. So they're a great, that you have the great champion player, and it's Buddy. The eggshell membrane.
And that is a major component of all ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. That's what the makeup of eggshell membrane, the components in eggshell membrane are the direct relationship to the connective tissue in your ligaments and tendons and bones and everything.
Absolutely. And interesting, dear. Remember to two. Remember to two. It's here, the scientific reviews by the doctor saying over here for the thing of brain support about, again, came coming out in the news, quoted by the doctors, that the master of brain support is the super pure omega-3 fish oil with high EPA and DHA, okay? And here they're talking about the latest scientific review concluded that the EPA, DHA, omega-3 fatty acids from super pure fish oils play a powerful role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults, okay? And the DHA and the EPA, most abundant omega-3 fats in brain cell membranes and most concentrated in brain regions involved in memory. It helps offset the effects of damaging free radicals. And what are the free radicals?
Free radicals are highly inflammatory components which burn up connective tissue.
That's right. Terrorists. I call them the terrorists. Terrorists. That they are the ones doing the destruction. Mm-hmm. And these super pure omega-3 fish oils promote blood flow to memory critical areas of the brain and supports a balanced inflammatory response. So here's your other buddy, your other great team player. In addition to supporting brain health, research shows that these omega-3s promote heart health. Where have you heard that before? Mm-hmm. Okay? And so they go on to the great nutrients and the most important things. They'd list the CardioQ10, the phosphatidylserine for neuronal flexibility, getting the messages. Curcumin. Okay, they're talking here about curcumin again for the brain. So again, not only are we talking anti-inflammatory for joints and everything, but the curcumin and pain power, the active one, studies show that the curcumin, okay, helps balance levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, BDNF, a protein that supports the growth and survival of nerve cells.
Again, okay. It's working hand-in-hand in conjunction with the enzymes in pain power.
That's right.
Which eliminate inflammation.
Exactly.
The brain and the eyes and the heart and the entire vascular system, your entire body is subject to inflammation.
That's right.
And that's why the pain power is so all-encompassing in health building, because it addresses inflammation wherever it is.
Yes, you know, it's interesting that the doctors say, this is the greatest, that this bio-pairing, the black pepper extract, improves the absorption of all these nutrients.
That's right.
This is why it's part of pain power so critically. Scientists have shown that this black pepper extract is, and they say the bio-pairing helps absorption of vital nutrients, they say, in a very high amount. So you're getting the higher absorption of all the good nutrients that are in pain power, and that's why it was designed that way, okay?
You hit it right on the head, baby.
That's right, you hit it on the head. Well, you know, it's just that, and you know, they had one other thing I wanted very much to say here, because I've been a believer in this for a long time, okay? And that's one of the great things for the brain was also, they said vitamin E was for brain support. Vitamin E is a potent antioxidant. It plays a protective role in brain health and helps support cognitive health. And research shows that it also helps to balance a lot of the inflammatory response and supports healthy cognitive and brain function. Talk about that's a very versatile player for the heart and the brain.
And put all of these things together, the pain power, the vitamin E, the vitamin C, the NAC, all of these things reduce inflammation. All of these things restore natural biological activity of every cell in your body.
That's exactly right. And you know, interesting, because Dr. Fred Pescator was also writing about the deadliness that he talks about these antidepressant medications. And he was talking here. He says, stay away from these terrible drugs and use the nutrients. And he says here, make sure to stay away from prescription antidepressant drugs, as emerging research links them to a whole slew of heart problems, and even he capitalizes this early death. Dr. Fred Pescator, MD, okay? So he's talking about how deadly the antidepressant drugs, and he says, okay, take the nutrients, Stop, and he says, change the diet from the high carbohydrates to get, you know, take the organic, low carb, high organic fats that he says over here, lean protein, the fresh produce and the nuts, fatty fish, lots of heart healthy garlic. You can do all kinds of things that he's saying right off, and stay away from the sugars. Use the nutrients. One of the ones he said that we've said, including vitamin E that he's mentioning too, for the heart, the super pure omega-3 fish oils. And
where have you heard all this information before?
And he says here just what we said. Research shows that statin drugs and aspirin and NSAIDs don't lower your risk of suffering or dying from a heart attack, but they come with a slew of dangerous and serious side effects. And he lists, again, the clinical trials to support that type of thing. But he says, take the nutrients and stay away from the terrible drugs that cause all these serious things, okay?
Well, the drugs are, the side effects of the drugs are known, but the side effects of the drugs are also not mentioned by the FDA.
No, they're not.
Or any other government agency.
No, they don't.
They don't prevent the drug from being marketed. They simply say that you may have these kind of side effects. But are they, what, to what extent? It varies with the individual. It depends on how much sugar you're eating, how much other junk you're putting in your mouth, how many more chemicals and insecticides, herbicides, fungicides you're eating in your food. Keep in mind, everything that the crops are sprayed with comes into your tummy when you eat it. Everything. So you have your liver is being compromised on a minute-by-minute basis. We have, there was a thing about the microplastics. There's enough microplastics in our diet for every person who's eating in 1 month has the equivalent of one credit card of plastics being ingested into their system.
Unbelievable.
A credit card.
Unbelievable.
How big is that? 3 inches by 2 inches? That's
right.
How many microplastics we are eating due to what? Due to the food processing and the waste disposal and the whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards. And you know, the Pescator MD also reporting that scientists with the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom analyzed data on more than 200,000 men and women between the ages of 40 and 69, investigating diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, cerebral vascular disease such as stroke, death from cardiovascular disease, death from any cause. And then he says here, they did all kinds, they classified the antidepressants they were talking, SSRIs, antidepressants, reuptake, blah, blah. He names all the names, and they controlled for all other risk factors. And what they found, compared to non-users of antidepressant drugs, those who took the SSRIs had a 34% antidepressant medication, 34% higher risk of developing cerebrovascular disease, such as stroke. 87% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease.
Mama.
The leading cause of death. 87% higher risk of dying, not just getting it. Taking the antidepressant drugs. And 73% higher risk of dying from any cause. And it goes on to say 99% higher risk of developing coronary artery disease, 86% higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease, 222% higher risk of dying from any cause. And he says, these are disasters. Fred Pescator, MD. It's not Mona. Okay? So the thing is, take the nutrients.
And before you die, you're going to have dementia, you're going to have Alzheimer's, you're going to have Parkinson's disease, you're going to have a host of other conditions which apparently descend upon you.
That's right, and stroke, the risk out of stroke, all of these things, there are nutrients that mood, lift the mood, stop the stress, do a whole wonderful thing, you know, absolutely.
And reduce inflammation of the brain and central nervous system.
And reduce inflammation, it's all true, tricky. And it's amazing because it's so important. And he talks about the eyesight, and he didn't leave the topic without going. The thing about more than 20 million Americans suffer from a vision condition called age-related macular degeneration. And they say a leading cause of blindness. And he talks about how the deposits in the retina. Vitamin supplementation, he says, has been proven to slow the development of the drusen and the AMD. Vitamin C, just what we were talking about. vitamin E, lutein, zeaxanthin, zinc, super pure fish oils, all of these different things that we have been just saying to you before. And he's saying it's proven in clinical trials, all right? This is so important. So important, right?
Kind of the basis of life itself, honey.
Yeah, you know.
Because the drugs destroy the natural function of your body. That's how these other conditions arise. Out of where? Out of nowhere. Out of destruction of your natural metabolism.
That's exactly right, okay? You know, and you know, again, a wonderful doctor here, you know, talking here. Russell Blaylock here and his in his thing over here. Okay, and again, he's talking about the omega-3. What is the definition of cognitive health? The Oxford English Dictionary defines cognition as, quote, the action or process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through thought, experience, and the senses, quote. Cognitive health includes maintaining the ability to learn and retain knowledge and solve problems, remember, communicate, and use sound judgments. And he says, are there any new studies on omega-3 fatty acids for brain health? Okay?
Here we
go. Can you read that?
Again, one more time, folks, verbatim. For a 2022 study published in the journal Neurology, researchers conducted brain imaging tests on about 2,000 healthy adults to see if people with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids have better cognitive results than those who don't take the nutrients. They found that more omega-3 levels, higher omega-3 levels, resulted in better brain structure and function. This study was part of the long-term Framingham Heart Study, and it showed that increased levels of omega-3 fatty acids in red blood cells was associated with better neurological outcomes in the older adults, as well as younger. Let me just add that,
yes.
As well as younger adults, says Dr. Sullivan. And in so doing, the omega-3s support the importance of these substances with respect to cognition, to maintaining a brain function, awareness, reducing inflammation. I told you this story several times, but the one that really struck me was several years ago, a holistic physician talking about super pure omega-3 fatty acids and how it reduces inflammation and improves cognition. And he says when you get the right level in your body, take the right level of supplements, you provide your brain a perfect lube job. That is, it doesn't build up the plaque in the brain like brains that don't have the omega-3s. It doesn't build up all the inflammatory responses. It reduces the inflammation of the brain and, he says, the eyes, and, he says, the heart, and, he says, the liver, and all the vital organs, and every cell in your body, the entire vascular system, every artery, every capillary. Is the inflammation is reduced and blood flow is improved astronomically.
Absolutely.
Just from taking the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
And you know,
in the right potency.
In the right potency. And, you know, Dr. Al Sears, another famous doctor, MD, again reporting on clinical trials, he says here, and this is very important, we've said this many times, okay? Vitamin K2, the MK7 vitamin K2, is the missing longevity secret for a longer, healthier life. And Dr. Sears says, I call vitamin K2 the missing link to a life of longevity and robust health.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, vitamin K2, and again, always clinical trials quoted, K2 activates proteins that play a vital role in the health of your heart, bones, brains, joints, and more. Even better, it could be better than that, K2 has been shown to have positive effects on telomere length and longevity.
Telomere, honey.
Oh, why can't I?
Because
you know,
it spells telomere.
Hold a cup up to me.
Hmm?
Then if I see a cup of tea in front of me, then I can go, telomere. Then
you
I'll
can.
Get it. I'll finally learn that.
If you're standing in front of the mirror when you say it, it's telomere.
Telomere. Don't tease me about this. If it's really telomere, it's telomere, not telomere. It's spelt with a T-E.
I know.
If it was spelt T-E-A, I would call it telomere.
Well, get off the telephone.
Okay.
And
so that, and you know, remembering too, that how many studies, and we've seen that proven in our own bodies and other people's reports, that the that active natural form of vitamin K2 and K7, when combined, especially when it's combined with vitamin D3, cleans out the calcification inside the veins and arteries and takes that calcium where it's supposed to be,
that's
in
right.
the bones.
That's right.
And the studies have quoted, we've cited them here, that the bone density, in other words, reversing osteoporosis, osteopenia, all of that, was dramatically reversed, and the bones were built healthier and stronger with the consumption of those two, while the arteries were shown free of the calcification. And the calcification is a leading cause of heart attacks, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so it can dramatically help in so many different ways, like they're saying.
You know, there's a great story that vitamin D3 is very important for bone building, and it is. But vitamin D3 doesn't actually put the calcium in your blood into the bones. That's the job of vitamin K2. D3, they say, is instrumental in bringing the blood with the calcium nutrients from your intestines, your guts, into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And then it says, hey, K2, pick this up. Go put it in the bones.
Exactly.
But if K2 isn't there, if you're not eating the vegetables, if you're not eating the right healthy foods, if you're not taking K2 supplement, the calcium is contributing factor to plaque buildup
exactly.
in the arteries.
Exactly.
So K2 comes along, picks up the calcium in the arteries, and puts it in the bones where it belongs. It also has a wonderful effect for neurotransmitter activity of the brain.
Right, and that's wonderful. We can always use mm-hmm. more neurotransmitter activity in the brain. But what does it do about your ability to dance or move your feet around? Why are you staying in such silence? This is the first time, you know, Gary must have turned off your mic. Because you're sitting in silence. You can't answer that?
Were you talking to me?
I think I was talking to you.
Oh.
Or should I be singing to you right now?
And what did you say?
I said, what did I say, Gary? I'm blacking out over here. So, okay, if it does all this telomere activity. And
telomere.
Telomere. Getting everything recharged. Let it recharge the footsies, okay?
Well, it would. The footsies are doing their little dance within the socks and the shoes, but it doesn't go above the knees, and I'm sorry, I can't make the rest of it move.
Okay, well, this might get you some movement. You know, one thing that we believed in and certainly had, always had it at Alive and Well, put together by a leading Dr. David Perlmutter, won more awards, you know, a huge, famous doctor, and than just about any other doctor. And he worked with the organic company to make sure of getting THC-free, no hallucinogens, but the active and good part of the plant, CBD, that has many different benefits. And mm-hmm. we have a host of wonderful, I really believe in them. And he says, right here, reports about the reports done. And here's what it says, okay? So the CBD in a study by the Salk, that's Jonas Salk Institute, okay?
S-A-L-K.
That's right. Researchers found, and they closed the trials, that CBD promotes healthy activity in brain cells. So that's another big support,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it was study published in the European Journal of Internal Medicine, okay? And helping with the joints, too. And it says, according to a 5-year study from Boston Ivy League University and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, wow, CBD users certified free of THC were support for healthy insulin, smaller waist circumference, and optimized cardiovascular health. And here's a study by Washington State University tracking thousands of patients, 58% better mood and calmer feeling following CBD. And it worked very quickly. Improvement right away.
Mm-hmm.
And a study published in the prestigious Memory Journal of Medical, a dozen, you know, they talk about memory patients, CBD oil, saw a 71% improvement in mood, University of New Mexico, 45% improvement in sleep, Oxford University, CBD patients, healthy function of pancreatic B cells, better insulin production, and finally, in a study by researchers with the National Institute of Health, okay, NIH, they were given CBD, THC-free, and maintained healthy heart, And the government researchers said that this CBD has tremendous potential, quote, for supporting healthy health and heart, nervous system, et cetera. We have all of these, and I certainly is something that I love to use because
beautiful.
I found that really helped, you know, especially with that calming action at night. And we have it certified organic and THC-free.
I'm really impressed with the fact that everything that we promote in that store is backed by medical science.
Exactly.
There's no, well, my aunt said if you take this certain thing, it's going to do you good. Okay, that's wonderful. That's terrific. But what is the science? How effective? What are the numbers behind all this stuff? How effective is it really? Okay. And the doctors we quote on a regular basis, and some new doctors, which you may not have ever heard of before, always back their statements up by extensive research and application of that research in their patient clientele. It's phenomenal what nutrients can do. It's been proven what nutrients can do.
Yes.
Keep in mind, again, this is a very salient point. Drugs have an effect, and sometimes it's very beneficial for us to use a drug. But oftentimes, people are put on drugs which don't have an effect but have major negative side effects. But drugs never create life within the cell. Never create life. Nutrients create life.
Absolutely.
Every cell in your body is dependent upon nutrients. Not just the oxygen and not just the water, but the nutrients, the trace minerals, all the components that are in holistic foods. All
That's
right?
exactly right.
And you know, every one of those things contributes to enzyme function, cell division, cell replication, immune boosting capabilities, brain function, anti-inflammatory benefits. All of these things come from nutrients, and nutrients are found in the supplemental
yes.
form and in the right foods that you eat. So stay away from sugar.
Right.
Stay away from flour products. All flour turns to sugar.
Okay. Definitely. So now we want to say that Alive and Well is passionate about your health, and in every way we are promoting and helping you to achieve what you want to achieve. Take back your health. That's been one of our favorite expressions. And you can call the 877-4950. You can have all of your foods ready for you. It's a beautiful area that you can sit and eat. Lovely marble table, beautiful chairs. Everything's lovely and terrific. Or you can take it out. You can have parties at home or parties there. You can, if you wanted to have it ready or take out, everything can be done for you. And remember, orders for your loved ones, or if you're going to the mainland, or anything, we ship and do anything of that for you. And you can and at the same time, you can call the 877-4950. Again, we're not doctors, Dennis and I. We don't charge $1. We don't people on or off medications, doctor's area, but we can share great information in a beautiful, comfortable area, and call and make a time. Dennis or Mona, we're not going to be upset about it. If so, we don't share that with you, okay? We're just going to sit down one-on-one with you. But call the number, 877-4950, and set up a time. No charge, great comfort, and you can sit and talk with us. Not doctors, sharing information at no charge. We love you, we care about you, and that's what Alive and Well is there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.